Good morning, one and all. The Choost tunes in.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
Here's the good news. It is a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we gather here today, gather here every day. Celebrate the perfect union of news and entertainment. And if there are any objections, forever hold your peace. Hello, our Hank fans streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section. Well, last night, pretty much by all accounts that I've seen, and Chris and Hamilton calling up this morning, the NBC Opry 100 celebration last night was quite amazing. Pretty much start to finish. It's one of the highlights right there. Carrie Underwood giving a nod to Mr. Randy Travis. She did a whole tribute. Other really cool highlights. Alan Jackson out there singing Chattahoochee. Dierks Bentley, Jamie Johnson just stole the show in a way with their Charlie Daniels tribute.
Ooh.
Garth and Trisha did a really cool George Jones tribute. And Blake, of course, always does a great job at hosting. But yeah, the first comment I saw was, whoa, I turned on my TV and actual country music is playing.
Whoa!
I know! You got to try it on your radios. We do it like all the time. All the time.
Hold them.
By the way, if you missed it, the Opry celebration, which the Opry technically will turn 100, I believe, in November. But it's now streaming on Peacock, so you can go back and do the rewatch type thing, as the kids do.
Big drama over at Billboard magazine or the website or whatever it is these days. You know, they came out with a top list of the 10 most influential artists of the 21st century. And they're getting heat because they've forgotten a few legends in the meanwhile. The top five, Katy Perry, Adele, Beyonce, Rihanna, and Taylor Swift topping the list. So where are Madonna and Mariah Carey and Britney Spears, Janet Jackson? Lots of folks want to know, and the answer is, their fans aren't really streaming. And the list was compiled based on streams, not necessarily prior sales or fan input. So it's obviously leaving out a lot of very influential folks like Dolly and Reba. However, Carey did come in at number 13.
We have another list coming up. We had a list in the flashback yesterday, and we have another one coming up in the flashback today. And it's coming up tonight, a fun little viewing note for one and all, that it's season 3 debuting of Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah,
Farmer
baby.
Wants a Wife still! Season 3, it made it. Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland had certainly hosted and done quite well for the first two seasons. Yeah, I watched enough to know that. Help me. But it's going to switch over to Kimberly Williams Paisley, Brad's wife. She'll do the hosting honors for this one. And early reports are that the farmers are hot. In other TV-ish news, I guess streaming.
Yeah.
Tulsa King in the Sheridan universe. We talked about that big music festival, of course, coming to Bosque County, which tickets are still available for that on the Bosque River Ranch land spread. And part of the reason I think tickets are still available for this new Taylor Sheridan September concert festival is because nobody knows how to spell Bosque. So there's your promo code right there for our Hank fans. There it is. But Tulsa King renewed for season 3 with Stallone. And guess who's coming to Landman season 2? Sam Elliott.
No.
And his mustache. So look
I
for
love
that.
Him.
Fantasticness right there. Taylor Sheridan universe expands. It's Bosque with a Q.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
So Dolly Parton lost her longtime love, Carl Dean, just 2 short weeks ago, but is doing okay in light of this tragic news. The living legend says she is at peace knowing that he is at peace. He suffered a great deal, and all this does not stop her from missing and loving him. Apparently, Carl loved to go visit Dollywood. I didn't know this. And would take notes for the queen. He'd call the manager. He'd say, yeah, we need more restrooms over here, or it's too crowded in this one place. And here's some suggestions. Meanwhile, she says nothing can do justice to the 60 years they spent together. And she has a big hole in her heart.
Yeah, I'd imagine on that. Bless her heart. So prices are going up. Once again, the Dollar Tree.
Oh, what?
Yep.
It's now it's a dollar.
And
so the that's how
minimum
it's...
price will increase it up to $1.50.
So it went from a dollar to $1.25, and
the
now
tree's
it's
growing,
$1.50.
Heather.
Okay.
The tree, it's treeflation.
That's over 20%.
It's like it grows on trees. On the flip side, Dollar General will be closing, they announced, 96 stores. There are no further plans for the remaining $6 billion Dollar Generals left still open. See, but nobody's going to clean them, by the way.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't even know what's going on.
So you remember the four-year-old little girl that called authorities when mom ate the ice cream? Well, fear not. Tillamook is on the case and offering 1,000 coupons for some free product.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Tillamook Meltdown Hotline. We're sorry someone swiped your ice cream, and we don't blame you for being upset. We love ice cream, too. Ice cream theft happens more often than you think. So often, in fact, that we've run out of coupons to give away on this hotline.
Good,
we hope your rich, creamy Tillamook ice cream gets replenished soon. And when it does, be sure to keep it somewhere safe.
I mean, are you going to lock the freezer?
I guess it does pay dividends.
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
She knows.
So, current NASCAR broadcaster and future Hall of Famer, former NASCAR driver himself, Kevin Harvick. They raced the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas this past weekend. And since he is a part of a new show coming out, I guess that was the promotional tie-in, giving the start-to-engines command was the great Morgan Freeman.
Ooh!
To which Kevin Harvick criticized him afterwards, saying, I'm, quote, just going to be honest with you, I thought his command was not very good. I don't know what I was expecting, Kevin Harvick said, but it wasn't just that exciting at all. Just kind of came across as, eh, I don't want to be here. Here it is.
Morgan Freeman!
That guy was excited.
He was geeked out.
Excited.
Start your engines.
I don't know what he wanted.
Yeah, it's laughing, lacking a little ump.
You think so?
Well, I mean, he's Morgan Freeman. He just kind of does what he does.
What would you like him to have said? Oh, for the next 400 miles, these brave daredevils will test the limits of science, of human endurance, of automotive technical greatness. Gentlemen, start your engines.
I like
Morgan
that guy.
Freeman!
Thank you.